we're launching into the third hour of the program, inviting you to take control of these airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. You can enjoy it all for free. Freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. And then Johnny Ray is going to tell us about war begetting the state. First, though, Bill's listening in Pueblo to I-25 Talk Radio, KAVA. Hey, Bill.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I'm calling in because I understand that Romney is a Mormon and that he was a Mormon bishop for 5 years at a time on two different occasions, and that in that capacity he supervised leaders of the Boy Scouts of America because the Mormon Church is part of their mission or project in the church, supports the Boy Scouts of America. I also have heard that during that, in that capacity, there were times when it was brought to his attention that there were people who had committed acts of, I'll call it, I don't know how else to say it, pedophilia or wrong acts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Child molestation.
There's actually a scandal going on right now where the Boy Scouts are covering up, have covered up in the past a great deal of this. Can he not hear me?
I don't know if he can hear you. Bill, can you hear us?
I can now.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
There's a situation in the past where they've uncovered a whole bunch of documents where the Boy Scouts have been covering up a bunch of pedophilic acts.
Yeah, it just concerns me that we've got a guy running for president that may have been involved in that, and I haven't heard it. I heard it kind of brought out on one station, but nothing else, and I'm just wondering if it's been.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean, there for a long time have been a lot of allegations surrounding politicians, people in the halls of power in Washington, D.C., and a lot of alleged proclivities towards underage, pedophilia, child molestation. The suggestions have been that there have been sex parties involving little boys in the halls
of power. I've heard the suggestions. There's all kinds of crazy suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the level of truth is to it, but
this would be like an organized. It would be similar to the accusations of the priest not disclosing. This is the same as must be true of the Mormon Church then with regard to someone that's
they certainly would rather push that stuff under the carpet than to put it out on Front Street and own up to it.
Yeah, nobody wants to get involved in saying the Boy Scouts have pedophiles as den masters, and I can understand why Romney wouldn't want to do that. I'm not going to vote for him one way or the other. As far as I'm concerned, Barack Obama's been dropping bombs on kids in the Middle East that, neither one of them like children.
Yeah, what's the difference? Murdering or raping? That's both pretty bad. And, of course, Romney would like to murder. He would like to be in charge of the military so he can drop some bombs on people, too. Bill, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's all.
Thanks
you
for the
very
call,
much.
Man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Speaking of war, it is the health of the state, as Randall Thorne, I believe, was famous for saying in the past. And, Johnny Ray, you've got some similar message tonight.
I have a story from archaeology.org. A publication of the Archaeological Institute of America. Had the dateline.
Those guys can throw a party, let me tell you.
No, this isn't a dateline. The title of the story, War Begets State, Lake Titicaca, Peru. Near the northern end of Lake Titicaca.
That's where Lake Titicaca is.
It's in Peru.
You've just heard the term Titicaca.
Yeah.
It is one that sticks out in your mind.
Yes, it is. Anyway.
On the Pacific coast of South America, near the northern end of Lake Titicaca in Peru, a team led by Charles Stanish of the University of California, Los Angeles, found evidence that warfare may have been critical in the formation of early states.
I'll bet it was.
The main line of evidence is a 38-yard-long layer of ash and debris in a high-status residential area of a settlement called Taraco, one of the two largest political centers in the region. The site-wide burn, dated to the 1st century A.D., was so intense it melted adobe walls and carbonized thatched roofs. Some perspective, the 1st century in Peru was pre-Incan. It predated the Incan civilization by about 400 years, I think, 300 or 400 years. Peru was the site in thousands of years earlier of one of the first civilizations to ever come into being. It was the Norte Chico civilization. Okay. Moving on with the story, though. Tarocco's fortunes changed drastically after the fire. The production of high-quality pottery and obsidian artifacts plummeted, and residents shifted from building with fine stone to working in the fields. At the same time, the nearby settlement of Pucara took off, expanding its territory by at least 60 miles and showing characteristics of state-level societies such as urbanized settlements, a warrior class, and full-time craft specialists.
It's always the warrior class, the people who have nothing better to do than kill.
There's two ways to make money in the world. One of them is to trade, and the other one is to take.
Yep. And if you can, and really what happens is it's, you know, if you, the first you say to yourself, well, I'm going to be a taker. And then people, you know, stop you from taking, or they, you see how they've stopped others from taking. So you say, you know what I need? I need some more takers. And then we can overwhelm those people. And then those people, they defend themselves in whatever way. And, you know, they get more people together in order to defend them. Maybe they put up some walls and things like that. And you say to yourself, you know what we need? We need even more people to be takers. You got yourself an army. You fly a flag over that army. You got yourself a nation.
And you can just keep taking and keep funding the army.
This is all that Genghis Khan did.
Mm-hmm.
He just went from settlement to settlement, negotiating surrender or razing the place, burning it to the ground, raping. I mean, people today have no idea what the sacking of a city would have been like.
You've been listening to Dan Carlin.
I love Dan Carlin. But, I mean, it's crazy stuff, the sacking thing. You know, they go in, they, you know, people are dying, people are getting raped. I mean, you're lucky if you make it out alive, and that's all.
And Dan Carlin, speaking of Dan Carlin, one of the reasons I brought this
Hardcore
story
history.com.
That's right. Dan Carlin. DanCarlin.com.
DanCarlin.com, Hardcore History.
Dan Carlin subscribes to the same concept that civilization has advanced by warfare,
yeah,
which has got evidence. It hurts my soul to think that that's how civilization has advanced, and I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think we need to consider the counterfactual. Sure, civilization did something after there was this warlord harnessing the resources of the people, but what would have happened if that
hadn't happened?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's the scene. Is that the scene in the unseen? Like, we know what happened, obviously. We can do all kind of research on history and figure out how it happened and why it had happened, but what we don't know is what it would have happened otherwise.
Well, right.
Right, and I don't know, you know, I don't know that feudalism to, you know, agrarianism to feudalism to, you know, democracy to whatever the state is now is not the natural progression of things. I don't know if that's not the case, but I do know today and now I can look at this, and the answer to many of the problems that are facing us is more human freedom, the ability, you know, for people to, you know, stable property rights and things like that. And we don't have that today. The government owns all your stuff.
Well, it sounds to me like, I mean, you're kind of recapping what Dan Carlin has been saying. It sounds to me like he is stuck in the broken window fallacy, the idea that, oh, well, because we have war, we have progress. You know, let's break some stuff, and then people will come out and fix all of that.
Well,
and
just because it's true doesn't mean that you support it.
Okay. I don't know if it's true that we have progress because of war. I think that's the broken window fallacy.
No, I think that the reason that, I mean, we're talking about advancements here and civilizations and things like that. The fact is that, you know, I just explained the progression from a thief to an army, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's a reality. And you've got to look at how many things in this world have been progressed because of the martial aspect of life up to this point. Because, you know, the legitimacy of the state has only come into being in the 20th century. There was really no legitimacy to a state before that. It was just somebody in power who had seized it through a sword.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, when I heard civilization, I think things other than war. I don't think that war gets places more civilized, and that's what the argument was, right? That war somehow leads to more civilization. When I think of civilization, I think people interacting on a peaceful, consensual basis.
Armies prevent
and
prevent war, too.
New things and new services and products. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, but how often has that happened?
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On the
the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can enjoy the features on our website. The mobile site is there. For those of you with a smartphone or smart device of some sort, go to m.freetalklive.com. m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast, as well as some software that you might be able to use to get access to those streams. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. They allow you to send and receive money on the Internet without having to pay any fees at all. They're money for the Internet. They're a new step forward in the area of currency, an area that hasn't had a lot of innovations recently. I think that they're probably the biggest invention of this decade. You can go find out more about Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. And you can get your own free online Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. Their fancy encryption techniques there allow it so that, you know, blockchain never even has access to your money. They don't even know how much money you're sending or receiving or what's in your account. They've got apps for the Android or jailbroken iPhones, and you can send money to people's email accounts, your Facebook friends, or anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. It's all free. Blockchain.info.
We're talking about the creation of the state. Johnny Ray, you say it goes back to some ancient civilizations. Was it Peru where we're talking about?
This story is about the early formation of the Incan civilization near Peru, specifically a subset. This is from before the Incan civilization, mm-hmm. so I shouldn't even mention them. It's from about the first century A.D. There were two settlements along the banks of Lake Titicaca. Archaeological evidence has been found that shows one of the political centers, one of these settlements, was burned,
mm-hmm.
and their fortunes changed after this burning of their settlement.
Yeah, that's not going to go well for you.
Was it burned on purpose? Do we know?
Well, the Professor Stanish, who was conducting this dig, he's got a little more to say about that. At the same time, the nearby settlement of Pucara took off, expanding its territory by at least 60 miles and showing characteristics of state-level societies such as urbanized settlements, a warrior class, and full-time craft specialists. Put all that evidence together, and Stanish theorizes that Pucara attacked and destroyed its rival Tarraco. After two millennia of coexistence, war had come to the Titicaca Basin.
Mm.
But instead of snuffing the early spark of civilization, it served as tinder. Cooperation between cultures can certainly be a path to success, but sometimes organized conflict can be a more efficient, logical way to acquire resources. Quote, "The models of state formation that do not see warfare as a central key element do not have it right," says Steve LeBlanc of Harvard University. And that's that. That's the story.
Give me that last quote one more time.
"The models of state formation that do not see warfare as a central key element do not have it right."
I would say that that's probably true. I mean, war is the health of the state. It is part and parcel of what they do. I mean, ultimately, the war on drugs is actually a war against the people. We're the people they're fighting against.
Well, you know, to some extent, the history of humans up until relatively recently has been a history of genocide.
Mm.
Okay, so you're competing for scarce resources with people that are nearby. You know, this is why the Japanese hate the Koreans and not the Albanians. All right, because they're right nearby and they're competing for resources. Mm. And you know, this is true all around the world where people live close.
I didn't know the Japanese hated the Koreans.
There is a there's a long standing bias. I don't mean that every Japanese person hates every Korean person and vice versa.
I see.
Or anything like that. And so, I mean, you know, we're all moving forward in an era where we put aside our bigotries. But, you know, that is a classic bigotry.
I see.
Anyway, you know, and it may very well be that until humans got enough opportunity to communicate and we reached a certain level of enlightenment, I don't know what term to use, that the state was a necessary vehicle in order to preserve life for you. Because there's a lot of civilizations that we don't even know about that have been wiped out, completely wiped out. If you read the Bible, and I'm just going to take it as from a historicity at this point. You know, they went in, Joshua went in and killed every man, woman, child, sheep in some of these places. They're not leaving, they're not integrating, they were just wiping them out and taking their land. And so, at that point, yeah, that's an argument for the state. And I'm not going to say that the state shouldn't have existed.
What's the argument for the state?
You need to be able to protect yourself against other people.
But the state doesn't protect you. It threatens you. It constantly extracts money from you. It hurts you. It steals your resources. It hurts peaceful people. It locks them into cages, and it's done it forever. The state is not your protector, and you should know better than that.
Neither is the other guy's state.
No doubt.
Than the other guy's state. The other guy's state is definitely your enemy. if you don't understand this, then I don't think there's any way that I'm ever going to explain it to you.
No, I get what you're saying, but don't be under the illusion that you're being protected by the state. They are not there to protect you. They'll tell you that all the time, but it's a lie.
How about it provides you a level of protection?
I don't think so, because as we've talked about before, if people in this country were able to defend themselves, they'd be fine on their own. You don't need to have some centralized military to provide defensive services to people. In fact, a centralization is a problem. Centralization has all kinds of inefficiencies inherent to it, and a decentralized protection force would actually be much more better, much more effective and efficient at providing protection services to folks than some sort of centralized military would. We've talked about all these things.
I think that right now, this is an idea I'm struggling with right now, specifically about this story and how it was civilization advanced. But I think that the kind of freedom we talk about is an evolution. I think what we are espousing and what we're trying to create here in New Hampshire is a new thing under the sun.
Totally.
And, Mark, you said earlier, natural progression. I think as man evolved from the beast into the civilized man, possibly that is the natural progression. And the state was always going to be a part of that.
Okay, well, clearly it's what happened out of nature. I mean, right. It's what happened, right?
By the way, the market-based protection services, they didn't exist anywhere. I mean, they didn't make it anywhere. Whatever this market-based security system is, maybe it relies on communication. Maybe it relies on a certain level of enlightenment. Maybe it relies on...
I think enlightenment's a big factor. Because really,
I think so too,
to call the
Ian.
State civilized is ridiculous. I mean, civilization... It's not civilization, in my opinion, just because the people
so
who are...
So there has been no civilization?
Just because... No, I'm saying to call the state, the idea of
I'm
the state
you
civilized.
This. Wait. State has existed in some form or another for 9,000 years. I'm asking you, are you telling me that the last 1,000 years of man has existed with no civilization?
No, I'm talking about the idea of the state. It's not civilized just because
you're... The state has existed for 1,000 years. Most men have lived under a form of the state. Have they not lived in civilization because they have lived under the state?
I don't think we're communicating. To talk about how the state is civilized is ridiculous because all it does is put a veneer over the beating somebody over the head that would have come before the state.
Yeah, I think the state is a parasite on civilization.
1-855-450-3733. You take control here. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark. Hey, and don't forget, you can also get interactive on our website at bbs.freetalklive.com. It takes you right into our forum where you'll find other Free Talk Live listeners, bbs.freetalklive.com.
I was just talking about bitcoins. The best place to get your bitcoins is bitinstant.com. Bitinstant.com is probably the biggest purveyor of bitcoins out there. They get them, they sell them to you. They're sort of a middleman. They make it fast, easy, and safe to get your bitcoins. You can go to bitinstant.com. They've got more than a million locations. You know, they work with, you know, provide more than a million locations. You could deposit cash and have your bitcoins likely before you get home in more than 30 countries. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, so 855-453 again is the number here. We're going to continue with you and your calls. Well, we've been talking about the idea of what is suggested in, where was this piece from, by the way, again?
Archaeology.org.
Where they're suggesting that that war led to the creation of the state, and it kind of led to a larger question of, you know, is the state somehow promoting civilization or somehow, you know, helping to foment civilization? And, of course, I disagree completely with that concept. Civilization exists in spite of the state.
I've heard theories, by the way, that the state came before war, too. I mean, you know, war on any kind of mass scale. But the state subjugated people before people
subjugated their own people before venturing afield.
Essentially, thieves that didn't, road thieves. What do they call those?
Highwaymen.
Mm-hmm. Highwaymen that didn't want to be on the highway anymore, so they just, you know, built a little fortress and subjugated some people. And as long as they're not too much of a burden, and they claim to provide some level of protection, then people are going to say, okay, you know, you're providing protection, okay.
The Minoan civilization from, according to Wikipedia, 3650 BC to 1170 BC was a civilization that never practiced war, but I imagine they were collecting taxes. or the priests were collecting taxes in some form or fashion.
Well, right. I mean, if the state was required for civilization to exist, then one could make the same argument for organized religion as well. That
it's basically been collapsed most of human history, that organized religion. I mean, essentially, at this point, the only difference is that the state has become the religion.
Mm.
When they have kids in public, in the state schools, standing up there and saying the Pledge of Allegiance and with, you know, saying basically a rote prayer in front of a graven image, a hanging piece of fabric, I don't think we're talking about anything different than a religion.
Now, this story, the story about Pucara and Turaco, the state that took off and was found and was created by this instance of war, was it necessarily good things that came from it? What it says in the story is characteristics of state-level societies, such as urbanized settlements, that's not necessarily good, a warrior class, that's not at all good, and full-time craft specialists, which I would say is a good thing.
Right, but again, we're right back to that seen and unseen, to suggest that people wouldn't have specialized eventually as the market became more diverse and
that
there was more
obvious
division of labor is, you know, is ridiculous.
But it's equally ridiculous to suggest that people aren't going to kill each other. I mean, to suggest that that's not going to happen.
I'm not saying that people aren't going to kill each other. People have been very barbaric in the past, and the state is an offshoot of barbarism. The state is barbarism with a veneer of civilization on it. It's not actually civilized because it's still people doing business at the point of a gun or the point of a club.
The reason people accept the state is to stave off barbarism.
That's a reason they accept it, but it's false because it's just an illusion of that. You are still being beaten. You are still being threatened.
No, you're being threatened to be beaten.
You are still being hurt.
No. It provides stability. You give us the money, we won't hurt you. Whereas that's not always
the same as a road agent.
The brigand. No, it's not.
No, it's worse than that because the road agent usually will leave you alone after that. They'll move on and find some other victim. The state keeps coming back.
Assuming you breathe. Okay, it's a lot.
You are making the most statist arguments tonight.
I'm not making the most.
You are claiming that the state is creating civilization.
No,
and
I'm not.
It's horrifying.
I'm not claiming that. I'm claiming that people hurt each other and that you need agencies to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. That the state doesn't do that.
Okay, it doesn't protect you.
You should know better than that, Mark, by now, that the state puts people in danger.
Don't tell me what I should and should not know.
I would think that you should know that by now.
The state has, up to this point, provided people with a certain level of stability
and
protection.
It's an illusion, Mark. They're not protecting you when they're hurting you and threatening you and extracting money from you. That's not protection. It's not protection when you come into somebody's business
that's
and say,
exactly
boy,
what
it
protection
sure would look
is
different if there was a coat of fire in here. Huh, how about you give me some money and we'll make sure it doesn't burn down.
They're providing,
that's not protection.
They're providing protection under the guise of a monopoly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all.
No.
People would not accept a particularly tyrannical state. They don't. They
wouldn't
accept it. No.
They're accepting it today.
You know, the fact is people have welcomed in conquerors in the past.
Yeah.
Because they felt them to be less tyrannical than their own leaders.
Okay, if you want to admit that it's not actually protection, that's fine. If you want to agree that people see it as protection, but they're mistaken.
It's protection from the other guy. That's who you need protection from, Ian.
That's the sales pitch with the state, Mark.
The state can't protect you against itself. It is an organization that uses violence in a monopolistic fashion.
And it's a brilliant sales pitch. Apparently they've flummoxed you into believing it.
Okay, Ian. What you're proposing doesn't exist in the world, so therefore it's not possible, right?
Anything's possible if we put our minds to it.
It doesn't work because it would have.
What are you talking about? There forever have been people willing to rule over other human beings by the threat of force and violence.
That's why.
So that's the reason why it hasn't worked yet. So we're moving on, as Johnny Ray was talking about, into something that hasn't been tried before. We're you know, breaking into new territory.
That.
Well, stop proliferating the myth that the state is protecting you. It's putting you in jeopardy every single day. There's a constant threat over your freedom.
Was created.
Ian, I would like you to point to the place on the doll where Mark touched you.
The doll.
Yeah. He's such a little crybaby. Like, you just can't. You cannot.
I'm a crybaby.
One little
jot over
the eye. You're
the one running to mommy state to take care of you.
That's right. Go ahead and interrupt me. It's no problem. one slight deviation from what he has to say. And, I mean, the man is all about orthodoxy.
You
he
are a
been
statist
great,
through and through.
He would have been a priest in another life.
Your statist colors are showing
I have no
red, white,
colors.
And blue tonight,
I have no
Mark.
Statist colors. I don't know what you're talking about.
You are claiming the state provides protection. It's false.
Your blind ignorance.
855.
Your willful blind ignorance is showing
450 free. That's 1-855-450-3733. Matt's on the line in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Matt.
Well, I'm going
or
to point
Wyoming.
To the spot on the doll where I think that we haven't been touched yet.
All right.
Yeah, Johnny, good. Okay. I agree with everything that you guys are saying. I know you guys are fighting with each other. But, okay, I live in a community where we can completely take care of ourselves, right? We've got, you know, we've definitely, you know, got the firearms, we've got the water, we've got the resources, everything. You know, Wyoming's a good place. But, what happens if North Korea decides to shoot a nuclear attack at us? This is one thing I really haven't heard you guys, like, discuss, because... And I go back and forth.
Are you talking about in a world without the federal government around?
Well, okay. Let's say that there is no federal government. Okay, and I am living in a state of Wyoming that has seceded. You know, we have our mineral resources and all that.
Has Wyoming sent out boats to threaten North Korea?
No, I'm saying there's long-range nuclear missiles that could actually reach the United States.
But why would they do that to you?
So, I mean, no, really. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Ian? I never really
would Kim Il-sung be interested in doing that to you if you haven't threatened his people or attacked their country?
There are two types of wars. One is a war of conquest. Another is a war of retribution. Because there are wars of conquest, you need to have some kind of protection against that.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But again, the state's an illusion of protection. It's the state that puts you in jeopardy from nuclear attack by all their warmongering around the world. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Moments remain, enough time perhaps for you and your thoughts if you dial in now at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $5 per month. We'll take that $5 in. We'll invest it into the show. Get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Hey, if that's valuable to you, then you can do it for $5 a month. Or maybe you're a total statist and you support what Mark says on the show. You can also support us for that reason as well.
Ridiculous.
You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. I think it's pretty clear who's being ridiculous tonight, Mark.
Finally some smiles after all the recriminations and raised angry tones.
Ray, you've been observing all this here. Do you have any comments? Because we're going to get back to the phones, but I know you said you had something you wanted to throw into this discussion.
Right. To Matt, I wanted to say, and Matt had said...
He dropped off the line, by the way.
All right. Matt's in Wyoming, and he says, hey, the North
Koreans...
What about
the nuke?
North Koreans have nukes. What shouldn't I be doing? Shouldn't I do something about this? Shouldn't I be worried about this? Who can protect me from this? Cannot the United States of America protect me from this? I'm going to go with them. And my answer to that is, number one... It's the states and humanity's belief in states that has given us nuclear weapons.
Yep, that's true.
And number two, I think we have to accept the world as it is. I believe that freedom, real freedom, total freedom is the way forward, and it's the safest way forward. And Ian, like you were saying before, if we're free, then we're not going to be over messing around with other people and droning their families, bombing their weddings, upsetting them, and making them want to do things to us.
North Korea is not rattling the saber at Switzerland. They're not.
Let me answer. It was Matt, right?
Yeah.
Let me answer his question if I could. Matt, your concern is one state taking over another state, and if one state becomes free, a place that was formerly a state becomes free, what would happen if this other state wanted to take over that area? Well, for one...
You wouldn't nuke it if you wanted to take it over.
Then. Right, because you can't use it if you nuke it.
Right.
Right, so if you want to commit genocide... Then why would you commit genocide? Because on a national theater, you wouldn't look good doing it. Even the United States doesn't nuke Somalia. I mean, you know, there's no state in Somalia. Not that it's free. It's got all kinds of warlords and things like that. But they don't do that. Generally, when states fight states, the one state attempts to attack the other state's capital, and upon seizing the capital, they win. Where do you see what does one state seize in a war of aggression? Of another state that has no capital, of another place that has no capital.
Yeah, all you can really do is you know, turn it into glass.
I like the quote that is probably erroneous of the Japanese general that they would not attack the American mainland because behind every blade of grass would be a man with a gun. I mean, there are more guns in the United States than there are people. So how
that
do we
all
take
prevents
that over?
An invasion, but doesn't address the fear of nuclear strike.
Sure, a nuclear strike. Why would you know? At that point, you're just afraid of crazy people having nuclear weapons. And I'm not sure we don't have that today.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
I'm not sure that under the paradigm of the state that we don't currently have crazy people with nuclear weapons.
I think that you have to break the cycle of violence and the cycle of constant threats. And if you did see something like Wyoming or New Hampshire secede from the U.S., that would send a message to the world, including the, you know, nutcase that is running North Korea, that, hey, we're not a part of this anymore. We do not have troops. We are now the independent nation of Wyoming, and we do not have any troops anywhere around the world. We just have our own people here with their own, you know, guns, and they're going to defend themselves, and that's it. We want nothing to do with invading your country or taking it over or threatening your people or anything like that. And, you know, as I said, North Korea... Iran, these are not countries that are rattling the saber against Switzerland, because Switzerland is historically a neutral country and they don't get involved in other countries' conflicts around the world. So it would be the same way with Wyoming. And if you're afraid of some sort of nuclear strike, then here's what I would suggest. Invest with everybody else that has that fear and come up with some sort of a system to counter it, because that's all that you really have. You shouldn't get to force me to pay for your warring efforts.
There are better, in the same way that the current sort of free market space systems are getting into space and reaching heights that NASA reached with a great deal of tax money, significantly more cheaply. Now, there was certainly an amount of innovation that NASA came up with that they're building upon, but they're doing it much more cheaply. You can protect against intercontinental ballistic missiles much more cheaply than the government currently does.
Right. Yeah, they may be failing at the Star Wars program, but private industry could succeed where the government failed.
They had a cannon that they were working on in Germany in 1945 that could fire a ballistic round from Berlin to London. Now, that's a pretty good long distance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm asking you if there were, every community had one of these, say every 50 to 100 miles around the United States had one of these cannons, and it fired like a shotgun, and I'll bet you they could make something go farther now. An intercontinental ballistic missile can't handle something the size of a BB or a ball bearing hitting it. So, a few shots up in the air, boom, 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 of these things, and I think your intercontinental ballistic missile is taken out.
There's a demand in this country for protection from the weapons that the state has devised. There's a demand in this country for protection from nuclear weapons and conventional weapons, and since that demand is there, somebody's going to satisfy it.
Yep.
Right now, that need is forcibly being solved by the state. They take our money without our consent, and they spend it on things that they say will protect us.
Right, that will ostensibly protect us, but who knows what would actually happen in the event of some sort of an occurrence. If something happens and a bomb falls on the U.S. soil, you don't get to hold them responsible for it. You're not under a contract with them to provide any kind of service to you. If they blow it and some foreign enemy comes in and takes your family out, too bad.
I think in this area it's going to be very difficult to hold anybody responsible. They just need to be successful.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but at least a private company has a contract with you, and they've actually specifically agreed to protect you in some sort of, you know, manner that's been spelled out. Government has no obligation to provide you with any of that. Let's continue here. Brent is listening in Indiana to WXNT. Hey, Brent. Brent in Indiana going once. Brent in Indiana going twice. Do we have Brent? I hear someone. Stand by, Brent. We'll try again. Helen, listening in Ithaca, New York, to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
well, what do you think would happen when we, meaning us Homo sapiens, are waging a war with Mother Nature, okay? Now, who's going to protect us? So my question is, and broadly speaking, you guys, I kind of think you're proponents of, decentralization. I know I've referred you as a libertarian before, and you say that you're not exactly that, whatever. So what do you think of FEMA, like, and what has happened just the past couple
FEMA
days?
FEMA is an absolute... Yeah, FEMA is an absolute boondoggle for bureaucracy. It actually got in the way of people being helped after Hurricane Katrina.
We know who was in charge of it, the idiot who was a law school guy who was...
It doesn't matter who you put in charge of it. It's a failure of...
Courses, but.
Yeah. It's the failure of centralization. You can change out the head bureaucrat, Helen, and it won't change anything about the way the organization operates.
But in federalism, all right, if all states are separate, we can't, like, we have been waging a war with Mother Nature, and she's going to win, okay, because we have been abusing the environment, you know. So when a catastrophe happens like that, there's not a single state that's going to be able to do it all on their own. So that's why we sort of need to
I don't
cooperate.
Want the state to do anything. I think people should cooperate.
Do you want everyone just die?
No.
Or drown or float
people
away?
Should cooperate. You think the state saves people from drowning? Go back
that's
to Hurricane Katrina
happened.
And look what happened there.
Yes, well, go back to this Hurricane Sandy, and this worked out decently, you know.
It hasn't even started. I mean, it's barely even begun yet. Usually the FEMA debacles you don't hear about until a little ways down the line. Look, people should cooperate, Helen, but the state isn't cooperation. It's force. It's using the threat of violence against your neighbor to try to force them to fund things they may or may not agree with.
I think during one of the last hurricanes in North Carolina, Raleigh was obliterated. Trees down everywhere. So a couple of guys from Goldsboro. By the way, I'm taking this from the Econ Talk podcast, this story. A couple of guys from Goldsboro, North Carolina, got a refrigerated truck full of bottled water and a bunch of chainsaws, and they cut their way in, and they sold the water for exorbitant prices. That's what they were going in there for. They were going in there to make a profit, and because the profit was so, because the margins were so good, they cleared roads. They sawed their way into that place and brought the people to the water that they didn't otherwise have. And because the prices were so high, people who didn't really need the water weren't buying it.
Helen, I wish we could talk further with you about this, but we're short on time for tonight. I would suggest you call in maybe at the beginning of tomorrow night's show. And if you didn't get on tonight as well, you know, you can always call in 7 o'clock at night Eastern time. We'll start the show out with you, and we can continue talking about FEMA at that time because, you know, again, it's the illusion of protection. The government wants you to think, oh, we're here to help you. But FEMA is just another government bureaucracy that's bloated, full of bureaucrats, and without any real serious success stories on their hands that aren't followed up by a bunch of failures and putting people's lives in even more jeopardy. We can talk more about it later. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted dystopian story sub-sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.